Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. All right. Here's the deal. I want us to be transparent at all times in this program. So Trevor has a confession to make. Manny made a confession last week that he'd used Grecian formula on his beard. We try very hard to be very honest around here. And, Trevor, this is time. Go ahead and confess what you had to confess.
Well, it coincides with today being Embrace Your Geekiness and Barbershop Music Appreciation Day. During my high school
production. I know this is hard for you.
This is very hard.
Take a deep
breath.
Go ahead.
So I'll try and get through.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm here for you.
In my high school's production of The Music Man, I was the tenor in the barbershop quartet. And it was traumatized.
Ida Rose, I'm home again, Rose,
yep.
Without a sweetheart to my name. Okay.
I can't remember the songs now, but yeah, exactly.
I can't believe I can.
That was good.
Thank you. Not a bad second soprano hyphen alto. Not really a tenor, but all right. Explain now, if we're going to take this forward, that you actually have gone. You haven't gone as far west as you could, but you have gone west-ish.
West-ish.
Explain that.
Moved to Montana once.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, how long were you in Montana?
I was there for 6 months.
Why did you come back?
I came back to do a different job and to be closer to home. It was kind of tough being away.
There you go. All right. And explain about the Hollywood Land sign that became the Hollywood sign. Trevor and I were assuming that when they did the renovation in 1949, when it was 26 years old, they dropped the land. Literally and figuratively, but there's actually an explanation. Explain, Mr. Geek.
Okay.
In a tenor voice, please. Sing. There you go.
Oh, I don't think so. But since our kind of initial mention of the Hollywood sign, I've become somewhat of an expert in that. I found out that it was initially put up to kind of promote a residential development near Los Angeles and in that area. That was called Hollywood Land. And then in 1949, the city kind of teamed up with the Los Angeles Parks Department to just kind of revamp the sign and just have it a little landmark. And so they wanted to distance themselves from the private development, so they just chopped off the land part and just became Hollywood.
And there you go.
And there you have it.
There you go. Well done. All right, are you feeling better now you've gotten all that off your chest?
I do feel better.
I knew you would. Yeah, yeah. Confession always feels better to the person confessing than the person hearing the confession. So, you know, it didn't affect me at all. All right, but I'm glad to understand that you've gotten in touch with who you really are.
That's right, a geek who likes barbershop music somewhat.
Yeah, you little tenor geek, you.
That's right.
Okay, let's go about getting older. See, this is part of getting older. As, you know, in high school, you never could have. You probably had a fake mustache and those little googly eye glasses and said your name was Tom or something.
Exactly.
All right. So now that you're older and you've confessed that, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use Grecian formula? No, you don't have any. Do you have hair?
I have hair on my head. I have long hair. I mean, Manny's bald and I have long hair.
I know.
So we kind of balance each other out.
Well, and I've got enough hair probably for Manny and you and three other people. So, All right, let's talk more about getting older. It turns out if you're getting older and you have a lot of hair, that's considered kind of a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
It just grows. I mean, it's dead tissue. What can I tell you?
Yep.
But there's a lot of it. All right, keep going.
All right, so Sadie says, I believe you appreciate the things you took for granted when you were younger.
Like what, Sadie?
Good question.
Good health, I think, is first of all. As long as you're healthy, you've got time. As long as you've got time, everything will work out. I think that's the issue as far as I'm concerned. I've known that my whole life for some unbeknownst reason, that as long as you stay healthy, you've got time. And with time, it'll all work out okay.
Mm-hmm. So Kiana says, not having to prove yourself.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that is kind of the consistent theme, that there's a certain amount of, I hesitate to use the word serenity, but it's the one that comes to mind. I think calm, I think it's more than calm. I think it's an acceptance, which is a serenity. You know, there is a certain amount of grace, I think, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie says, having the resources and time to travel and learn new skills and hobbies and slowing down.
See, when you say skills and hobbies, my mind instantly thought, well, gee, what would I, you know, what would I like to learn to do? I've always, you know, what I know what I do. If I had a lot of time and had no constraints, I'd go back to acting a little bit. Except then I'd have to convince somebody to to hire me, which is, you know, I mean, that's part of the reason I always liked acting. But first of all, I didn't look like you were supposed to look. You know, you're supposed to be short and buxom and blonde. And I got, you know, one out of three. And the blonde part. And but you have to audition. And everything I ever auditioned for, I always got. But I hated the auditioning process. And I think if you can't embrace that process, then you shouldn't be in acting. Because, you know, it really is so much part and parcel. And when you read, for example, who was up for what part, and, you know, that these three fantastic actors were all up for the same part and only one of them could get it, and understanding these are the names that you know, as opposed to the 400 people who are wannabes that also auditioned and didn't have a prayer. So, and obviously, all of those three names that you really knew that were well-known people, only one of them got the part. So, all right, keep going.
All right, Pat says, wiser when repeating patterns and truths have been validated over time.
Read that again for me.
Yeah, okay. Wiser when repeating patterns and truths have been validated over time. Kind of interesting phrasing, but...
Well, there are two different thoughts there, it seems to me. One is repeating patterns, mm-hmm. and because basically my thought when you're repeating patterns is that there's probably a mistake there, that, you know, if they need to be repeated, is there a problem? But she's sort of saying maybe not. I don't know. I'm not sure I quite get that one, so... But, you know, given the state of spell check, Trevor and I were talking about typewriters, believe it or not. For those of you when you were a child, and the fact that they took more physical strength, but they didn't spell check for you and change something into something completely unintelligible. I know, I'm whining. Keep going.
Okay, Debbie says, aging surrounded by beautiful friends and family.
Okay.
That's good. Francis says...
Sounds like we don't have any cranky older people on listening. Or of course, I guess if you're cranky and older, you're probably not on Facebook.
That's true. You know? That is a good point.
You probably don't have a computer. You're just sitting there saying, why does no one call me?
Yeah.
You know, what is this email stuff? What is this Emerald stuff? Maybe.
All right. Francis says, not being afraid to do something because someone might laugh or make fun of you. Who cares if I sing off key? Just let me sing.
I agree. So one of the things that we did at this thing over this weekend is they place the Star Spangled Banner and everybody stands, and they have I don't even know who they had this year singing it, but I always sing. I figure if that's my national anthem, that I sing along, and you know, it doesn't make any difference. I do know the words. I never grab my crotch in doing it. So, but you know, people don't sing, and I still don't understand why they start yelling at the last phrases. That still seems a weird thing to me. And I know they do it at baseball games. I know they did it at this. It wasn't a baseball game. It was just a group of people. You know, you sing the song. You don't start yelling before the song's over. But people do that. What can I tell you? All right, keep going.
Chris says, best thing by far is listening to talk radio.
Well, yay. There you go.
There you go.
Well, and one of the fun things is doing talk radio. Yeah.
Indeed.
Jenny, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, keep going. All right, okay. You made that sound like that was the end. But no.
Oh, no. No,
oh, no.
Couple left.
No, no.
Scragglers here.
But nay.
All right. The best part about getting older, says Genevieve, is the confidence to do what you wish, being able to say no and not feeling guilty.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Yeah, you can hear that there really is a theme. As I said, apparently the cranky old people are not listening to the program, or at least they don't have computers, so they don't deal with the questions. And have you noticed that almost all of them are women? Which is sort of interesting. Well, I'll tell you one sort of difficult thing about getting older, but it's not actually getting... Well, I'll tell you about it when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, part of the advice for life would be listening today to understand how people are really embracing getting older as opposed to fighting it like crazy. We should send all these responses to Cher and say, look, honey, it's okay. You're still beautiful. We still love you. Just gravity is not our friend. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm having trouble getting older because I'm becoming a cranky old lady.
Oh, no. What are you cranky about?
I used to be able to be an activist to try to make life fair for people, and I used to be able to donate money because I had more money.
Yeah.
But now I'm on Social Security as well as little retirement, and even though I'm actually kind of rich in some ways because we're land rich, and I trust me, my kids are going to need it because they're not doing anything. You know, they're not doing this. You know, I worry about them. But anyway, the thing is, 4th of July, in my rich area, they always have a private party. Even though we live a few miles from a public display, they bring in a barge and spend $30,000 or $40,000 blowing up money. And my job used to be to go around to homes, and I'd see rich kids and poor kids, and I saw the disparity. That's why I love your charity, in that you have a way for kids to go to school.
Yeah.
And can, you know, do something about their mobility in life.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I see the disparity in how rich people and poor people live. I mean, I've seen that my whole life. And their kids, children, innocent children, are the ones that suffer. So 4th of July is hard on me because I do my little thing by not donating to the... so that the rich people can blow up their, bring in the barge with their private display and have their drunken parties. I don't drink. You know, and anyway, it just bugs me.
Well,
it's a hard holiday for me.
Yeah, I think your point is well taken. Let me just tell you a counterexample, because I hadn't really thought. I didn't know that fireworks were quite that expensive. Somebody was saying to me that it was about $5,000, which is still not nothing, but it's not $40,000 either.
Here.
In New York, it's Macy's who does it, and Macy's is not... I mean, I suppose Macy's could support an initiative to hire more kids.
And people could go to the public display.
Yes, true. Well, and this one, the one I was talking about, which is it's in the countryside, so a huge number of people get involved with it. And these people are fairly philanthropic to begin with, and I think it's just their party. But I think your point about the discrepancy between how rich people live and how poor people live is I get it. And there's a part of me that sometimes gets kind of stomach aches about it. We were talking, one of the things that we put up on Facebook is what side of the menu to look at. And I remember being a kid who really would have to figure out, you know, I'd have to read the menu to figure out if I could afford it. And my tendency now, when I see somebody doing that, is to sort of say, can I buy you dinner or something, which quite often doesn't work all that well. I mean, you think it would, and it doesn't. But let me just give you a counterexample, because I think I hear what you're saying, and I think it's not an... I think what you're saying has a great deal of poignancy to it, that when I was in Israel... We played the interview that I did with, it's called One Family, which is a charity that was set up under the circumstances that are exactly what you're talking about. It was a young woman, and I believe they were American. I think they were both from, the parents were both from America. I think they relocated, their parents were Holocaust survivors. They relocated to Israel, or maybe they didn't. Maybe they were living, anyway, the 12-year-old daughter was going to have a bas mitzvah, which is the equivalent of a bar mitzvah, except for boys it's 13, for girls it's 12. And they were going to have this party, and she said, a couple of weeks before they were supposed to do it, because they were going to do it in Israel, which I guess in Jerusalem, which is a very common thing, apparently, to do your bar mitzvah in Jerusalem. And she said, Mom, there are too many poor people here. I don't want to do that. I would rather take the money that I would have for the party and give it to charity. And that's how One Family started, she said, to help people who've been through terrorist attack. And that's how this charity began, is the 12-year-old saying to her parents, and obviously they had to be relatively affluent to afford to take their kid to Israel for a bas mitzvah. And she said, I don't want to spend the money that way. This is how I want to spend the money. And so I think there, I hear what you're saying, that, and I mean, you could argue the same thing to a certain extent and I suppose about sports. And again, in New York, at least, that it's that most of the fireworks displays are done privately. In fact, I don't know that any of them are done with private money, and certainly this one. But I, you know, to a certain extent, I guess my argument would be that private money, you're allowed to do what you want. If you want to buy yourself a yacht, you can buy yourself a yacht. Do I think a yacht makes any sense in a world where people are starving to death? I don't, but I don't have a yacht, and I don't have that kind of money, and quite often the people who have yachts also, I think, donate. But your point is well taken, that there is a discrepancy, and has always been. I think because of the Internet, and because of television, and because of Hollywood, we're more aware of the discrepancy about...
I wish somebody would make an independent... You like films, and I wish somebody would make an independent film showing really, really poor people, like in public housing, those kids.
Oh, there are lots of them.
There are the really rich kids.
There have been.
The two, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, there have been, and there's a movie called Dope, which I think comes out this month. It's called Dope, D-O-P-E, which is not exactly what you're looking for, but it's sort of. I'll tell you what, Cartel Land, which I think came out 2 weeks ago. Is not exactly what you have in mind, but it's close, because what it does, it's a documentary about the drug wars, and what it's got from your point of view is the how the rich people live. Well, there actually are rich people in there, and then you've got the basically the dope runners, and what they have, they show them making crystal meth, and what they're saying is, we're poor people. What the hell else are we supposed to do? And we know that it's destructive, but, you know, it's going to rich people, and what else are we supposed to do?
I wish they'd show, though, where I saw families that where both parents were working as waiters or waitresses, were, you know, dishwashers, low-paying jobs, and they worked really hard, and they had to put in so many hours, and their kids were kind of suffering for it, if you know what I mean, because their parents weren't.
I think it's going to depend a lot on the kids and a lot on the circumstances and a lot on the parents.
Right.
But I mean, look, and look, Helen, if we're really going to look at it, that's what the 99, you know, the
right.
99, the 1% are all talking about, and they're not even talking about fireworks, which are a relatively small drop in the bucket. They're talking about billionaires,
right.
Who are. You know, who are buying yachts as opposed to scholarships. So,
and I don't want this to turn out like Mexico, where when I hated to go to Mexico because you saw the rich people and the poor people. The disparity was so big. It was,
well, in India, I mean, there are lots.
You don't want to see that America become that way.
No, you absolutely do not. All right, Helen. Listen, thanks for your thanks for your cranky. That I think it's an appropriate thing to be cranky about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have intimate dinners for two turned into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about during little... You know, one of the things I forgot to tell you, I guess because we hadn't seen each other, is guess who I ran into on Friday afternoon? The women's soccer team. They were staying right down by me, and I actually ran into all of them. And they looked much, much better when they weren't having run around a field for an hour in the hot sun. So, but that was kind of fun. Did you see that they were at Taylor Swift's concert, that she brought them out?
I didn't see that. That's funny. That's cool.
Yeah, everybody was very pleased about that, so that was good. And I discovered one of the other problems. I thought Helen's comments were well taken. I mean, you know, that the difference between how rich people live and poor people live. There was actually an article that we didn't talk about very much last week that came out that said the idea of a global middle class is somewhat unrealistic. But the middle class is what drives any economy. Poor people don't have enough money. And rich people, I mean, how many yachts can you buy? So they do things like fireworks. So they don't really help the economy very much. It's the middle class who keep the economy going. So the idea is, in any society, to have a stable economy, you need to promote poor people into the middle class. And the question is whether or not that, you know, that's really feasible on a global level, I guess, to be determined. And I discovered one of the other things about living in the age we live in, which is, and a friend of mine had mentioned it. I'd been to an event with him, and he's fairly famous, and people were taking pictures of him all the time. And he said he really hated doing it. And I said, yeah, I don't like getting my picture taken either. And he said, well, that's not the issue. The issue is that they can pop up anywhere. That before, you were at least aware when somebody had a camera and that you could, you know, block your face or whatever or turn away. Now, with everybody having cell phones and selfies, and they can pop up anywhere. And not necessarily, I mean, it's not even where they pop up. But I actually had a producer who got busted because it wasn't even his Facebook page, but he'd been at a party where everybody had too much to drink, and there was a picture of him, and his girlfriend, now his ex-girlfriend, saw him. I mean, it was the age of privacy apparently has come and gone. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. If nothing else, if you're alive to have seen all these changes and to see if you can adapt to them a little bit. All right, what else you got here?
Marianne says, not sure I can recommend the best part. I'm not liking it.
Really? What do you not like about it, Cookie? See, you need to tell me more.
She should give us a call.
Yeah, yeah. See if there's something we can do to help. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, what else we got?
Donna says, hot flashes. Just kidding.
Well, I'm glad you're just kidding. There you go.
Zella says, just hitting my mid-30s, trying to enjoy the journey and not obsessing about competing with others.
Yep, good for you. Yep. Not the world's easiest thing to do, but good for you.
Mm-hmm. Marcia says, grandchildren, exclamation point.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Mark says, emotionally maturing, if you're lucky, it makes life much easier and enjoyable.
Yeah, it really does. And I think easier and enjoyable are exactly the right terms.
Okay, here's the last one. Sherry says, more patient.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true of most people, but I think that the patience comes from all those other factors that people were talking about. It's an acceptance of pleasure, of an ease, of a serenity. I think it's easy to be patient with people when you're feeling calm. I think it's very difficult to be patient with people when you're feeling agitated. And so I think that it's that the idea being that that we can become patient if we're patient with ourselves, if there's that sort of inner calm, that inner I think you're right. So there you go. So for all of you who are thinking, you should reread this, re-listen to the program, and sort of remind yourself that there's kind of cool stuff coming. One hopes. I actually, I should tell you that I sort of watched a movie over the weekend that opened last week that I'm sure did nothing at the box office, but is worth checking out. And believe it or not, actually has vaguely to do with the topic that we just sort of discussed. It's called The Suicide Theory. And it's actors you've never heard of, and they're really good actors, it's very unusual. You can tell it's an independent film because nobody's gorgeous in it. And apparently one of the actors, there's a scene in a diner where he's got a scarred up face, and apparently the director wasn't going to cast him, so he actually cut his own face to get the part, which is a little extreme. I mean, you know, the method actor and all that, but still. But the story, and you can see why it would relate. Again, I think you're going to have a hard time finding it in the theaters, but when it comes out on DVD, it's worth looking for. It's the idea, it's a very violent flick, and it starts off and you're thinking, you know, why am I watching this? But it's the idea of things happening for a reason. And when I did the review on it, I said, if you believe in that, you're probably going to find this a really fascinating movie, because it's kind of a thriller. It's, you're not sure exactly what's happening. As I said, it's very well acted, but not, you know, not at all Hollywood. Clearly shot on a shoestring with really good, but not particularly attractive actors. And a premise that's, it's a violent movie. But if you believe that things happen for a reason, it is a fascinating look at how that might work. You know, and if you don't, if you think that that's balderdash, you're probably going to skip the movie and would probably not be very enchanted with it to begin with. But so it's one of those things that, I mean, what how you go into it, it's why I have you guys look so carefully at research that's done of saying you have to know what the hypothesis was going in, because this is a movie that will probably appeal to you if you believe that things happen for a reason. If you don't, you're not going to be the least bit, you're not going to sort of be very pleased with it. And this is a good example of another example of bad science. The movie is not bad science. It's just sort of, you know, it's hard to review a movie because one group of people are going to think it's really interesting and one are going to find it absolutely unacceptable. But there's an article about telemedicine, which is exactly what you think it is. It's doctors make, instead of making house calls, they make Skype calls. Okay? And the question is this a good idea or not? And here, let me just read you the final sentence. It says, we will probably find that this trend is either very good for business or exactly the opposite. Well, that's helpful, don't you think? I mean, what does that mean? And the idea being that if, and I've shared with you before of an experience in medical school of being at the clinic, which was my favorite part of medical school. And my favorite professor, who was a dean, and he looked like Abraham Lincoln. He was tall and thin and kind of magisterial. I mean, he was really terrific. And when I watched him at the clinic, he had, you know, the long white coat and the stethoscope around his neck. And he would go over, no matter who it was at the clinic, and when they came into the clinic, he would go over and shake their hands. And you know, this was long before people wore gloves or wore masks or decided that, you know, hand sanitizers. And he said he learned more in that interaction about the client than he could in an hour of questions, because he could smell their breath, he could see the texture of their skin, he could check and see if their eye, the, you know, whether their eyes were clear or not. He could check basically their gums. I mean, he could do essentially a very quick and very effective examination without seeming to examine people. And I've never forgotten that. And the idea about Skype is that, I suppose in theory, if you're just calling up and saying, you know, I'm trying to think of a question that you could answer with that kind of distance. And obviously, I mean, I've spent my career sort of doing that, except I don't even do Skype. I can't even see you. But it's, you know, it's, I'm not prescribing medication. I'm not telling you, to, you know, to discontinue, you know, anything except really dangerous behavior. And so, you know, I wonder, and people have asked me to, they haven't asked me recently, but, you know, 10 years ago they said, we'd like you to do a private practice on the air. And I said, no, you know, I just don't know enough about people. And certainly I would argue what I'm doing now is hopefully helpful and education, but it's really not therapy in the usual sense of therapy. If nothing else, it's just not enough in the feedback loop. And you can hear me get frustrated even in this, the limitations of this model, when you guys will, for example, someone says, I don't like getting older, and I'm saying, well, tell me why so I can help you with that. And so it's, you know, but I don't pretend to be doing therapy here. So, but I love the idea of a scientist saying, well, either it's going to work or it's not going to work. Yeah, what was the third option? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I sort of found this very cool quotation that really doesn't have, it actually pertains to a lot that we talk about in the program, but it's by an unlikely source, right? I'll read the quote, and then, Trevor already knows, so he can't guess, but I'll give you guys like 30 seconds to sort of guess or something. The quote is, never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. Right? Think about it. Never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. In other words, you need balance, right, in a relationship. You know who said that? Well, now you do. Mark Twain, who's really Samuel Clemens. Who knew he was such a psychologist, right? Well, I'll read it one more time just so you guys can have it. Never allow someone to be your priority while allowing yourself to be their option. I think that's basically true. I think any relationship can work under basically any circumstances. If they're more or less, they don't have to be exactly equal, because I don't know how you measure the equality itself, but basically as long as they're more or less in balance. But when you want different things and you care differently, the person who controls least always controls the relationship, right? By definition. That's by me, not by Mark Twain. Okay, we had a quick email here in our waning moments of today's program.
Yeah. This one comes to us from Jackie, who says, "Hi, enjoy your programs and listen frequently, but felt your response to a male caller was misleading. The caller said he was married to a first cousin and had decided to come out of the closet after many years. I think you completely glossed over the dangers of having children in this type of marriage, as old wives' tales. I grew up in a small Colorado town with a classmate who was one of five children born to first cousin parents. He and two siblings had both serious speech and intelligence limitations and suffered, from my perspective, emotional trauma throughout their childhood, often due to their inability to speak clearly enough for anyone to understand them. I remember one teacher in particular when we were in the sixth grade who was unusually verbally cruel to him, and how many of us became very protective of him moving forward, as he had no defense against this type of treatment. The other two children from this family were normal. However, it seems when cousins marry, particularly the first cousins, having children is very risky, and ultimately they are the ones who suffer the most. Thank you."
Okay. First of all, I didn't gloss over anything. What I said, and what I would maintain, is that when you have a very limited gene pool, that recessive genes tend to become dominant because you have such a limited gene pool. So it's true of any group that intermarries with one another. So the issue about first cousins, as I mentioned in great detail, because Cole went on for a long time, as you may recall, is that in some societies, first cousins are, on, for example, on your mother's side, are the preferred marriage, and on your father's side are taboo. So it depends a lot on societies and what the rules are. But the whole issue genetically, biochemically, biologically about intermarriage, being first cousins, is that recessive genes become dominant. So a lot of people think, for example, that intelligence is a recessive gene. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be good or bad. It just means that the genes that would not necessarily show up in a larger population because they're recessive, because you have two recessives that are, because they're genetically close, will show up, will be evidenced. In this particular case, certainly you can have speech impediments with people who are not first cousins. And it's not clear that that was a recessive gene necessarily. I think the fact that there was cruelty on teacher's part is unacceptable, and that certainly people can be cruel and children can be cruel. In this particular case, it's interesting that the adult was the ignoramus and the children were the people who protected that person. So it's, you know, first of all, if I were, and basically, for any groups that tend to intermarry, and the example I used was Orthodox Jews, and quite often they go through genetic testing because, for example, Tay-Sachs is very common in Orthodox populations, or not. It shows up in Orthodox populations because it's a recessive gene. But if you get two people who are genetically very similar and they both carry the recessive gene, and it's given to the child, then the child will have Tay-Sachs. And Tay-Sachs is a devastating disease. So quite often for people who are biologically and genetically close, they do genetic testing. So I wasn't in any way minimizing it nor glossing it over. I'm just saying that it's not inevitable that there will be problems. It's just inevitable that you will have, because of the narrowing gene pool, you will have recessive genes that will then dominate. And that's something to be aware of. And in some cases, it can be disastrous. In some cases, it can be positive. So I wasn't. And his point was that it is illegal for no necessarily particular reason. And even if we agreed, which is not the case, that you put future generations at risk, then if couples decide not to have children, I mean, the idea that marriage is only for procreation is, as we know, as of certainly at least a couple of weeks ago, legally no longer the law of the land, but has not been the law of the land that basically about 15% of the population chooses not to have children these days, which is an all-time high. It's never been And part of it is the ability to choose not to have children as opposed to just being infertile. So I wasn't glossing it over at all. I was saying that again, the issue is not negative. The issue is recessive. So, and it needs to be looked at. And again, I mean, there are certainly a huge number of examples of people who have married, they're married within the group and have married very closely within the group and have perfectly, not only a normal, but quite often exceptional in the positive sense of the term. So you need to listen to what I said, a little bit more carefully, because I don't think that's a fair statement. And when having three kids that have a similar kind of thing, it does not necessarily mean that both of them were recessive. It may have been that one parent carried it, and any child that person had would have had the same problems. But I'm delighted to hear that the kids had sense enough to unite behind the kid, and hopefully that teacher is no longer able to visit their own prejudices and their own insecurities on kids who basically have very little defense. You know, that hopefully we get better and more, what's the word I want, just generous and kind teachers. And the idea that teachers have so much power over kids and that some of them are ill-equipped to deal with it is something, I suppose, one of the reasons that the parents should be involved in schools and that we should listen to our kid when they have problems, because I think going to the school and complaining about a teacher needs to be well documented before we do that, because quite often what it can do is just make the kid more miserable. But bottom line is teaching kids to stand up for themselves, which it sounds like you guys did a great job of doing, and I'm sure that those kids are better served by your compassion than the idiocy of the teacher. But again, you need to be very clear that the case of their speech defects was a genetic issue. Okay? 855 and recessive genes. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.